From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting Hillary Clinton officially accepts her party's nomination for president. In a speech at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the former Secretary of State told supporters that America is at a crossroads, as it was at the start of the American Revolution. But Americans can face the future if they work together.
Bonds of trust and respect are fraying. And just as with our founders, there are no guarantees. It truly is up to us. We have to decide whether we will all work together so we can all rise together.
Clinton told the cheering crowd that as president, she wants to empower all Americans to live better lives with more opportunity, good jobs, and rising wages. She also criticized Republican nominee Donald Trump for trying to frighten voters.
He wants to divide us from the rest of the world and from each other. He's betting that the perils of today's world will blind us to its unlimited promise.
Clinton is the first female candidate to be selected as a major party's nominee in the history of the United States. Meanwhile, Donald Trump was campaigning in Davenport, Iowa, Thursday and criticized what he called lies being told about him in speeches at the Democratic convention. The billionaire businessman told a rally that Democrats had wrongly characterized his acceptance speech last week as too dark and ominous. Earlier, Trump told Fox News he was only being sarcastic when he asked Russian hackers to find 30,000 emails missing from Hillary Clinton's private email server. This is VOA News. Russia's defense minister says four corridors will be set up to permit civilians and unarmed fighters to leave the now-besieged rebel-held eastern districts of Aleppo, Syria. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the Syrian government is also promising amnesty to fighters who surrender within 3 months.
Actually, it wasn't dark.
Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told a press conference in Moscow that Russia and the Syrian government would set up four corridors for those trapped in the besieged quarters of the city to leave. He says Russia is inviting humanitarian organizations to join the operation with Syrian authorities to help civilians living in the rebel-held districts of Aleppo and fighters who choose to lay down their arms to leave the city via humanitarian corridors. Syrian government military forces recaptured the Beni Zaid district of Aleppo from rebel factions overnight. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Syrian branch of al-Qaeda, the al-Nusra Front, announced Thursday it was breaking ties with the global terror network. In a video, its leader Abu Mohammed al-Jolani said the organization decided to stop operating under the banner of al-Nusra and to set up a new front called Jabhat Fateh al-Sham. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said that the Obama administration's assessment of the Syrian Islamist group has not changed, despite the news that the group was cutting ties with al-Qaeda.
The United States continues to assess that Nusra Front leaders maintain the intent to conduct eventual attacks in and against the West, and there continues to be increasing concern about Nusra Front's growing capacity for external operations that could threaten both the United States and Europe.
Analysts said that al-Nusra aims to rebrand and defend itself as it comes under increased pressure after Moscow and Washington agreed to step up joint efforts against jihadist groups. Five U.S. service members were wounded during offensive counterterrorism operations while partnered with Afghan forces earlier this week. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said Thursday the troops were special operations soldiers who were wounded while attempting to clear an area in southern Nangarhar province.
The nature of the combat there, small arms fire, I would say, some shrapnel. These were the nature of the injuries that they experienced.
Nicholson said that none of the injuries was life-threatening. On Wall Street, stock prices closed mixed Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 0.9%. The S&P 500 was up 0.1%. The Nasdaq was higher by 0.3%. European markets closed lower. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.